Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. And we've been doing this for 14 years now and involved over 20 states. Now, today's topic is appraisers of a dental office that had no clue in their evaluation. We'll talk about that one. So as you know, we're involved over 20 states, should be 22 soon. Gonna branch out to, I think, Louisiana and Alabama. The number of employees we have are 10, and including two CPA accountants. And we are constantly updating, changing, working. We're available to you 363 days a year. And you can reach us from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. Even if you want to chat, we don't charge to have a brief consult with you. Also, if you need appraisal of your practice, we can help you with that. Now, and we can give you a free appraisal too, at least give you some indication in your area what the average practices have been selling for, and give you a rundown on it. So, the information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal advice. If you are thinking about selling to a DSO, large DSO, call us, because we work with them all the time. We know who the best ones are. We know who's in trouble. We know what industry trends are. And when we bring on a DSO, we don't work for them, but they pay our commission. So I get the same commission from all of them. It doesn't matter. I don't have a favorite DSO. We're here to work with you to get the best deal for you. So often my commission will be paid and the seller has no commission. Next, when you work with us, the legal fees are reimbursed upon successful closing. So your legal fees will get paid based on certain criteria. So try that out. All right, so we have a doctor who has a mobile clinic, mobile dental office, but he doesn't have a van, doesn't have a vehicle. He has the mobile parts. In other words, he has the units that he fits into his trunk. So it's like, and he puts it on a dolly. So it's like four or five pieces. I think there's an x-ray on that too, Nomad x-ray. And he has these units that attach to each other, but it fits in the trunk of an average car. So that is his mobile dentistry he does. He goes to nursing homes and so forth, and gross is a fairly high number, pretty high number in fact, and just does this, and they'll have a room set up for him, usually at these nursing homes, and he works out of that room with his mobile pieces, and I think they have some kind of chair there, but he also carries a small folding fabric, flexible chair. So anyway, he built up pretty good business, wants to do a evaluation appraisal, and it's for estate planning in case something happens to him. So he goes to this big time estate attorney who says, I'm going to get for you the best appraisers in the state. So, okay. I guess there's some kind of business appraisers, but apparently they have no clue of what a mobile dental practice is worth. I mean, I'm using the words clueless. So these guys come back at 85% of gross for the value of his dental practice because it had some kind of, I don't know what they got. I had a laugh. Say, called it a sophisticated formula, which is highly proprietary. I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. Guys have no clue. And it's two of them. On top of that, they got all kinds of degrees. I'm like, I don't know where they get these degrees from. But he has some kind of degree that he's an official business appraiser. I don't know if he went to a weekend course or what. But he has all these things next to his name. Official appraisal, official business appraiser. I had a laugh. So I'm saying to myself, I'm telling the doctor, he can have all the titles he wants. He has no friggin' clue what the mobile dental practice is worth at 85%. First of all, who's going to buy it? You have a practice that you work out of the trunk of your car. You have some relationship, but no contract. with the nursing home. That's what you have as a relationship. So, and if the people want to get up and go to the dentist, I guess it works out. But you don't have really long-term patients because you're doing a lot of dentures, partials, whatever. You're not doing really sophisticated dentistry. And these people are in a nursing home. So, you know, your long-term prospects are limited, right? How long are they going to be around for? So they came up with this 85% of gross. Secondly, being that he has no office and he's mobile, it's like there's no tangible assets besides what he has in that, those 3-4 boxes, which aren't worth that much. Maybe they're worth $25,000, $30,000. So he has these 3-4 boxes he puts in his trunk. That's his whole dental office. He has to use the facilities chair in order to be profitable. Now, his practice is pretty profitable. He has an assistant, and I think he has a manager that travels with him. But usually it's just the assistant. So how could you put a value of 85%? So I called some of my banks I work with. They said, there's no way we even remotely give that kind of money for a mobile dental practice that doesn't have an office that's, like, you know, anchored in. So these two brokers, with all these two, I don't know what, appraisers, with all their official documentation and all these titles and all these letters next to their name, no clue. Secondly, the bank said, we don't even know if we'd finance it. Just think about it. There's nothing to repossess. There's no hand. There's no assets. We got the three boxes in his trunk. So they'd be very pressed, hard pressed to finance it. Secondly, a young millennium, although the concept is great, you know, your overhead is low. Doctors taking home over 50% of collections. So it works out very well. But still, you have to find a younger person, millennium, that's going to want to buy this. And they don't want to buy it. Let alone, how do you value the goodwill? What is the goodwill there? I don't know. How do you put a value on it? How do you value the equipment? It's three little boxes that you put it on a hand truck. So you don't have a lot of value there. You have a dental practice that hasn't that is at a location that's just random. They call up and see if anybody wants appointments. So there's no consistency. So consequently, the valuation is down. What is this thing worth? It's worth what somebody's willing to pay for, because there's so few buyers like this. I'm going to tell the doctor. And these guys, these fancy guys with all these, everything on their card. They got all this designation of what kind of specialty, and MB, Masters in Business License, or Business Appraiser License. I never heard of these guys. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you have to be careful with appraisers out there. Some of them simply have no clue of dentistry. Dentistry, it's changing all the time, but it's like, what's the market right now? DSO market has changed. They were doing, you know, 6, 7, 8 times EBITDA. That is times your net profit. That's all changed. They're all like at 5, 5, 6, and that may change again too. But they're down around 5.5, maybe 6, because the interest rates went up. So what you knew about DSO the last 2 years, a lot of that has changed dramatically. And we're out here in the streets, we see what deals are being made. So it's a changing marketplace. You've got to be in the marketplace. You've got to be in the trenches to know. You just can't get some accountant that runs his figures in some kind of special formulation. That was great. When I heard that, oh, we got a special formula we use. Yeah, tell me about it, pal. So be careful out there. Be careful the appraisers don't have any idea what they're doing. Call us. We'll give you an idea and put you on track. All right, we're signing off here. Dr. Gary, we got a beautiful New Jersey weather day. It's rain. It's cloudy. It's cold. And I wish I'm in the Caribbean. But I'll be there soon, January 25. We have our next cruise coming up. Come along. It's going to be great. All right, thank you. We're going to Florida. I think it's 4 days. Florida, Nassau, then Private Island. All right, come along. I'll buy you a cocktail. Bye.